Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Friends with the Podcast. We've been away for a while, but now we're back. Wow, that's your audience sound, yeah, right? Today, I'm here with Henry, and our producer, Tony, is
producer
joining.
Producer Tony!
For the first time, I'm here.
he's just gotten out from behind the glass, so we're just ready.
Because I've heard about him, that they haven't had him before.
Yeah, they haven't had me, so today I'm here.
Yeah.
For the first time.
Is that your radio voice?
This is my radio voice.
You want those things like where guys are like, oh my God, who's that guy?
This is the producer's voice.
I hope it has met expectations. Yeah. Maybe people are expecting it. Yeah, this producer, Tony.
I don't really think people really expect someone out there to be in here.
So they're asking the question,
who is out there?
That's very true.
Yes, that's true.
That's very true. I hope you all had lovely weeks.
Yes.
You did, eh?
Yeah, I had a good week.
You had a good week, Henry.
Yeah.
Can you give me one highlight of your week?
I got a contact I was looking for.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Is it a female contact?
No, not a female contact. No, a business contact.
Yeah, you have to be clear in these things, yes.
I'm getting excited about getting I got a lady's number at my age.
It's no longer exciting, by the way.
We're actually talking about it earlier, like how you can just be, you meet somebody and you're just happy from the inside.
Yeah,
then a month down the road.
Or 2 months or 3 months.
Tony, how was your week?
My week was good. Mm. Everything was perfect.
Highlight.
Though it was hectic. Because at the moment, you can't expect anything new. Mm. The economy. The highlights, I can be like lying to you, but the problem is brokenness everywhere.
No, but you guys are getting money. People don't have these fuel issues. Yeah. You guys out here are getting money.
Yes. We are trying to get the money, but the fact is we're walking.
Mm. But you live nearby. Don't you live near your...
So it doesn't matter.
Tony stays near where he works.
It doesn't really matter because at the
you
same time...
You stay near the station. Hey.
You have to be somewhere. You know what? The hustle is real. Whether you're walking or not, you still need that feeling.
Mm.
Yeah. The fuel should be in the pocket if you're walking.
Yeah. But Tony's an introvert. He just walks to work. He goes back to his place. You know, does more. You know, he has his equipment.
Just chills.
He lives and breathes sound.
Oh, that's a nice one.
He likes the sound.
Yeah.
And the car's moving. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, man. Sound. He has his decoder. Like, you know, he mixes, you know, birds. You know, the sound.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone, that's not me.
You have to make it clear.
Yeah, that's not me. I was wondering if they're talking about me or someone else, but that's not me.
How was yours? How was your week?
Oh, mine was overwhelming, actually.
Mm.
Yesterday, I don't even know how I fell asleep. I can tell you that. Like, literally, I blacked out.
Hey.
Yeah. Teaching kids is not easy. It's definitely a training ground.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was all right. Not easy. Monday was the hardest because they were all over the place. I actually asked them if they have demons in their hearts.
So you told them?
Yes, I told them, do you have Jesus? Like, yes. Like, but Jesus doesn't act like you, so there must be demons.
Yeah.
But it was not a thing. It was just kind of like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? Like, they were just really all over the place. Like, what's happening? I know how to deal with demons. But tell me what's happening. What's going on?
What kind of demons are you guys
like,
having?
Like, what is happening? Like, I'd reached that point, like, what is happening? Like, no, Jehovah, we're sorry. And immediately give them an instruction. They do the exact same thing. I was like...
At this point, not allowed to give canes. Yeah, canes are illegal in Egypt now.
May I have a stick?
Hey.
A small one. It's the only Swahili I speak.
Chapa.
You should carry a sandal, maybe.
Who, you?
Hey! I'm actually the toughest teacher. They know.
Teacher Hope.
Yeah, when you report to Teacher Hope, you just know.
I'm just wondering, why is your name Teacher Hope and you are the one who is tough?
Yes, because they need a tough hand.
Mm.
They need some...
A helpful hand.
Yeah.
How many children do you tend to in a class?
This term I have 16. Last time I had 22.
Hey, okay.
This time I have 16. Majority of the boys are like 2-in-1.
Mm.
So double the number.
Okay.
Their character is like they are 2.
They are a lot.
A lot is an understatement. They are very active, because I actually have a Congolese child, he dances all the time. Hey. So I keep telling him, we're not in a Congolese video.
You don't like give him 5 minutes, like, okay, you like
no,
to dance here, it's five
he's
minutes.
Just... He's waiting to be marked, then he's like, dance it. He's like, sir.
He might be related to Awilo.
Yeah, that's good.
We're not in a Congolese video here. Like, can you stop dancing? So it's, of course, there is fun, definitely. And then there is like the tough hand because they have to get educated in the long run. But yeah,
hey, okay.
It was a hectic week.
You should give him like a minute, like, okay, come here, 30 seconds, come and dance in front for everybody, that's, then go and sit down.
That's impossible because like yesterday he came and told me, I'm dizzy. I feel dizzy. I told him, but the way you've been playing, you don't look like a dizzy person. Should I show you what a dizzy person looks like? He's like, yes. So I got my phone, I showed a dizzy person. And of course, Google Images showed someone like this. Mm. And what? It's like, do you look like this man? He smiles. He's like, no. Then I'm like, okay. So since you're dizzy, walk like the dizzy person that you are back to your seat because I know you're not dizzy. Mm. And he literally went, all the way back to his, I'm like this drama, and every time he would play, I'll tell, I thought you're dizzy, then he would turn back to his posture. Literally,
Bambi, you the know whole the attention. That's what's the attention.
Just the attention, definitely.
Okay. And to dance more.
To dance. That's definitely true. So today we're going to have a controversial topic, and it's basically based on what's going on around the world.
In the culture.
Everyone is celebrating Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's win. Mm. I would ask Henry to give us a background on what it's about. Yes. But then the question is, should women be listened to? Because the verdict was that she was lying all through. So, yeah. So Henry, can you please give us a background of what this case was about?
Okay. So Amber Heard and, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were married.
Yes.
So they divorced, right? Was it 2016 or 2017?
Yeah.
They divorced. Now, while all that was going on, Amber Heard wrote an op-ed, I think in the Daily Mail and I think in the Washington Post, basically playing a victim to physical abuse. And as a result of that,
yes,
Johnny Depp was Me Too'd. He had movie roles coming up. All those were withdrawn. I know there was a his most popular one is Pirates of the Caribbean. And there was another part coming up that was withdrawn as well. He was Me Too'd. He was cancelled. So he brought a lawsuit against her. Is it slander or libel? Libel is when it's written. Slander is when it's spoken.
Yes.
So yes, he brought, he sued her for libel.
Defamation.
Yes, libel. And, you know, the court process, the proceedings were quite public. They were televised. And I know people watched a lot of the cross-examination, watched her accusations, watched when his lawyers would cross-examine her. Mm. And at the end of the day, when the case was being decided, it was found that a lot of what she was saying was actually false. She was not abused. She wasn't hit. Mm. Fair enough. They had, it was a dysfunctional relationship. But he never did what she was accusing him of. Mm. And yet he had suffered so much damage as a result of her claims. And so, you know, I think it brought a cultural question in because, you know, we're in a culture where in trying to curb abuse, because I know like women, like victims of rape and victims of abuse, there's been a challenge of proving these things, harassment, being able to prove. Mm. And I think in trying to cure that problem, trying to solve the problem of there not being enough proof, yet some women are suffering, is to almost like presume every man who is reported is guilty. you understand?
Yeah.
Which has now made it dangerous because now some women have weaponized it.
Yeah.
You get. In short, that was the summary of the case. She made some claims of abuse against him. Upon it being examined in court, when all the facts were brought, it was found she was lying.
Yeah.
So, question. Because I have two men in the studio today. Mm. Has a woman ever said something that was absolutely false about you? Maybe not to the magnitude of Amber Heard or whatever, but like you know, like probably like, okay, like when a relationship ends, there's usually that kind of tension or whatever, that where someone has defamed you in a way, like either before your friends or like, oh, is that what she told you? That kind of thing. Just to, well, have you ever experienced that?
I don't think Oman has accused me in friends. No, I don't think I've been accused in friends like that. Mm. I mean, I've been falsely accused, but it hasn't been to the extent where, oh, I've been cancelled and no, my livelihood is being threatened.
Like amongst three, where one person accused me to another person.
Yes. Yes, it has happened to me.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What did you do? What was that?
I said it's not true. Okay. And the lady was weak and she was like, I tried to fall in, but she refused. And I said, that's not true.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah. So it's not true.
Yeah. How about you, Tony?
I think the last time that happened, I think in 20...
When you say the last time, that makes it seem like there were very many times.
Oh, okay. Like the last... I want to, like I want to give you the accusation that made me really think that ladies are this and that. Yeah. So it was like in 2018. Okay. Like it's a mutual thing. I was working somewhere and... You know how ladies always have something to say all the time. When you see two or three ladies somewhere in a corner, it's either they're talking about something or about something that's happened.
Sometimes they're worshipping.
But the truth is,
when you see two or three women, God is not in their midst.
That's the truth. Because I realized that I was doing the work. Deep down, she's like, you know what? This guy is not doing this and he's not doing that. So the boss calls me and he's like, you know what? Someone said you're not doing this, and that. Then I realized that I was doing what I was supposed to do, but someone is reporting that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. So you realize that there's like a contradiction to something that I was supposed to be made first to understand. Like if you have a problem with someone, you need to first sort it out. You don't need to take it somewhere. So the issue is I was accused of something I didn't even have a clue about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other time... Okay, now this is relationship wise. I was dating this person and this is what happened. After we broke up, it was like a mutual understanding whereby you come to the table, you talk about something and it's done, right?
Yes.
So someone says, we broke up because this guy cheated. But you realize that we had issues going on, like things were not working out, yeah? Someone is doing a different thing, you're doing a different thing. She was dating someone else behind my back, yeah? So you realize that I was being lied to. But when everything ended, I heard that I was the wrong person. So you realize that things are not the straightforward thing.
Sorry, do you know, like every single time like someone mentions that they were cheated on or whatever, there's this sound Henry makes. Like it's kind of like it's like the juice has just like been squeezed out of the lemon. Yeah.
Okay, to me, my understanding, you can cheat, yeah? To me, as me, cheating is up to you. But the fact is, I don't want to be blamed for your cheating, yeah?
Yeah.
That was the biggest issue
so
I faced.
So it was kind of like she had reversed it and whatnot.
It was more like reversed. Yeah. I realized that I was the problem.
Yes.
That is being portrayed out like, this is the guy.
Yeah.
You are not giving me attention. That's why...
It's always attention. It's always attention.
because I believe... Because women like attention.
No, as in like, it's always attention. Not because... You are not giving them attention, but because someone wanted more attention from someone else, which is always wrong. Like you always think the grass is greener on the other side. You reach there and you're like, okay, I had better that side.
Okay.
So 2 years down the road, she's like, you know what? Let's try and make this thing work. But I'm going to be like, you know what? If this happened, how is it it's not going to happen again?
Yeah.
So it's the same issue we are talking about today. Like this thing started a long time ago. Because now most people started jumping on it when it reached the court case.
A divorce and the op-ed when she started publishing things. Yeah.
But it started a long time. Because when you look at that case, the first person who filed the divorce case was Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Yes.
So I remember one video I watched. Johnny Depp said, you know what? I will never look at you again in my life. They told him, never go next to the lady. Don't go near her. Mm. So what he said was like, I will never look at you in my life again. And when you watch the court proceedings,
he never looked at
Amber Heard until the case was closed. What does that tell you? That was the first initial thought everyone should be thinking, like, you know what? If this guy has said this and is not doing what he said he's going to do, then he might be
let me ask a question, because I didn't follow the case religiously, but I heard something about he brought evidence that actually she was abusing him. Am I right?
Yes.
Or something like that. So my question is, when that happened, and I think there was a period of time where there was like silence before he brought his case up.
Yes.
Why do you think Johnny Depp kept quiet? What do you think now urged him to be like, you know what?
Let me come out.
Let me come out and speak this thing.
Like many of us sometimes, when you're accused, you feel like speaking about how you've been falsely accused will actually bring attention to what you're being accused of.
Okay.
And being that he's a public figure, let me not say public figure, but he's an actor, he's a celebrity.
Yeah.
He's widely known.
Yeah.
So yeah, really...
He's been in the industry for a long time.
Yeah, for a long time. So you don't really want to answer those things because you don't want to bring attention to them. However, you just reach a point where it's like, okay... This is becoming a bit a lot and it is damaging. It's now actually affecting my finances.
Yeah.
And to add insult to injury, it is not true.
Yes.
You know, it's different if you've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're trying to, you know.
Maybe clean up your name.
Clean up your name.
Yeah.
But when it is not true.
Yeah. So do you think that he thought it would die down? Like when she first made the first trip, he thought it would die down and what? Then he started losing...
Two things. I think one is that, but also with him, I think he, and I think it was revealed during that trial that also he accepted the abuse. Like he had said that his mom was like that to his dad.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
So yes. It's true. Men marry their mother.
So he was, yeah, he was receptive of, you know, and there are people like that.
Yeah.
Who take such... treatment as love.
A normal thing.
But the truth is, like, as human beings,
yeah,
our attachment styles are definitely linked to our parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, so unless someone has done the work to move against it, like, if I come from an insecure home, ideally, in my relationships, there are certain things I'll accept because I've seen, because our parents are the first picture of image of love image that, of, that,
yes,
that we see.
Yeah.
So there are things that we usually accept. So it can go two ways. You either decide to, I'm not doing this, or you can actually just dive in like, this is how I...
Yes.
Because that's how...
Yeah.
So he accepted it, yeah. He grew up in that kind of home as well. His mom used to, you know, his dad was a quiet guy. What? His mom was the...
Was the hard guy.
Hey. My mom used to torture this. Yeah.
Ah.
So he, I think, accepted that from, we don't know about his other relationships, but, and to be honest, not like we care, but I think just for cultural purposes also.
Yeah.
Because also, to be honest, in my everyday life, I don't really care much for what's happening with celebrities.
Yeah.
But this really, I think for me, is because of its impact on culture.
Well, that's true. I actually think if she was innocent and all that, I feel like, they would have brought, if he had actually done the abuse, they would have brought other previous relationships to testify.
Can you imagine? All his exes came and defended him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, apart from the mother of the children.
Yeah.
But Kate Moss, yeah, his exes defended him. In fact, none of her friends who she said were witnesses even came in. Actually, they're no longer friends.
Oh, wow.
Like no one came and defended her.
Oh, so another question. So why do you think people are so quick to believe when a woman speaks and accuses? Is it just when a woman accuses a man or when a woman just speaks out and says, this has been done against me? Like, why do you think we are so quick to be like, yeah?
We said this before we started the podcast. We were talking about this thing and we were like, as long as you're a lady or you're the other side, I don't want to mention because... people who listen to us might be also on the other side. As long as you're a lady and you're on the other side, it's really going to be painful, whereby people always believe in you, not the truth. Because when you reach at some point and you realize that this lady is telling this, but we are not looking at, is she telling the truth? Or this guy is from the other side, is he speaking the truth? It's always about, okay, she has said this, this is the truth.
Yeah.
You should shut up.
It's like, it's more like
you man, shut up, let her speak. It's more like that nowadays. Even though you are right as a man, you might be staying with a lady who beats you every day. Chiboko, like real Chiboko. When you go to the police and you tell the police. Like, yeah.
No, it's that. There. they can't take you seriously.
Yeah. Because I read somewhere, this guy is staying with the lady At work, he's a good guy. He's the CEO of his business. But when he reaches home, the lady tells him to lie down. And Kane's the guy.
Maybe he's into that kinky kind of
thing. No!
What is it called? S&M? What is it called?
People are there, but I get what you're saying.
People grow up in a different way.
Yeah.
Some people are growing up during having violent people around them. So that's how they grow up. So if you get a guy who is humble, is this silent guy, if you tell him, lie down, I'm going to beat you. The guy lies down and you cane the guy seriously. But in actual sense, the guy said he went to the police, but the police were just laughing at him. So he realized that it's no longer about, is the guy right or is the lady right?
Yeah.
It's all about the lady's right. Mm. End of story.
Okay.
Yeah. You get that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Henry?
I think it came with activism, right?
Yeah.
And I think they were genuinely trying to solve a problem.
Yeah.
But they ended up going to another extreme end, which now created another huge problem.
Yeah.
And my hope is that in trying to solve that problem, they also don't go to the opposite end and create another problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do I mean by this? It's like this. There are women who are harassed. They're trying to solve a problem of harassment, rape.
Because the truth is, majority of women do face those things.
About majority, okay, I don't
know. Okay, majority of cases.
No, let's say there are many women that go through that.
Okay.
And like we mentioned earlier, there's a burden in proving certain crimes. Mm. If you're a lady, for instance, you're raped, right? And it's true, out of maybe some embarrassment or some, you know, because there's a certain stigma that, you know, maybe out of fear of repercussion, out of fear that you may not be able to live it down. You don't want people to view you a certain way and constantly remind you of what happened to you or the storm that could come as a result of, you know, accusations. Yeah. There's all manner of reasons why ladies, you know, would not want to, you know, have the challenge of reporting, say, rape, for instance. And the challenge with it is, one, with a lady, to prove rape, immediately it happens, it should be reported, and a doctor should examine and say, and there are certain signs of rape.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe if it's torn clothes, if it's maybe bruises on certain areas. Mm. And, you know, there are those things to prove rape. Harassment, same thing. Now, a guy is your boss.
Yeah.
Right? And he tells you, maybe he makes you feel or he uses his power in a way that if you don't give him things, your employment is in jeopardy risk? Or your comfort in the work environment is in jeopardy. Now the challenge comes, how do you prove that is the case?
That's true.
You understand? Mm. There's the burden in proving that.
Yeah.
Because it's words maybe exchanged only between you and him. Yeah. In private. It may not be in a text message.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to even prove it, you'd either have to put yourself in the,
like almost entrap him.
And kind of thing. And be like, oh, okay, yes, I've entrapped him in this way. Yeah, or kind of lure him in. But there's no actual way to say. Because I remember in Nairobi when we were looking for internship for KSL.
Mm.
You go to office and be like, hey, if you sleep with me, then I will give you internship.
But how do you prove that?
You can't.
If the guy comes and he talks it's and verbal. The guy says, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
And imagine this is someone who's probably a lawyer in a firm and he has status. So he has power. How are you going to believe the word of an intern over someone who's but I guess.
Yeah. Now, what people have tried to now do in order to establish that is get many accusers claiming the same thing to try and establish that it is true.
Yeah.
However, there are also cases where people have been paid to come and accuse somebody.
That's very true. Yeah.
In order to take them down.
Yeah.
So in trying to solve these problems and because of the difficulty of proving some of these things, they try to reverse and say, you know what, let's give women comfort in reporting these things. Let them know that they are believed. Let them know that they are believed. Mm. And indeed, more cases have been reported and maybe women have, we're in a culture where maybe women are more at ease in reporting it.
Mm.
However, the presumption of guilt on a man has now led to women weaponizing it.
Yeah.
A woman comes without proof, cannot corroborate the story. She just comes and accuses a guy. This guy raped me for whatever reason. Maybe the guy chucked her and she felt pissed.
Or refused to give transport money.
Maybe he refused to give her transport
wow,
money. Maybe.
Yeah, transport
yeah.
money.
Maybe he refused to give her transport money.
Yeah.
Maybe the woman is abusive and cannot believe the guy has chucked her. She thought she was controlling a man to.
She was surprised.
She was surprised the guy chucked her. And her ego could not swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And she accused him of, you know.
In fact, she wasn't ready.
Yes. I wasn't even ready, the guy. And the worst part is that she does not need to corroborate it.
Mm.
There isn't a presumption of innocence.
Yeah.
Until proven guilty.
Yes. Mm. It's like she's not even required to at least corroborate the story.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So how about, because what I'm hearing is that, okay, yes, women do that. I can understand that, definitely, because I can't say that, oh, we're innocent. Over kids, because there's evidence that women
it does happen.
It does happen, but also, like, how come more men don't speak up and defend themselves in that way? Because there's so many instances where a woman has brought such an accusation,
yeah,
and probably the man has just kept quiet. Johnny Depp, for example, that's why I asked the question before, but the man has just said, like, you know what? Let me just let them believe what they want to believe. Is it an ego thing? Is it that they won't believe me anyway and whatnot? Like, what is the basis? Because the truth is, if I was in a relationship with someone and accused them of something, the instant is that they're going to defend. Like, defend. But why is it when someone, like, a huge case, I'd be like, hey, this guy raped me, right? And then someone be like, yo, like, does that make sense? Like, like, why is there, like, or this person abused me and they hit me and this guy hasn't done it, but he's not defending himself in any, way.
You know, the interesting thing is this, a person who has stolen and a person who has not stolen will all give you the same answer.
No.
That's the fact.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
Yes, but you see, like, I feel like if I make an accusation and you say no, that case would have, like, now give Amber Heard, if he had actually defended himself earlier.
Oh,
the
by
case
the way.
Could have
no,
but,
he did.
But he wasn't in court. You see, he was accused in the public.
Yeah, yeah.
In public.
And what I'm saying, if he had brought the...
No. Because now, first of all, like, where we are right now, the world is so quick to judge.
Mm.
There's the cancel culture, whereby if anyone says something against you, let me just say, you come and say, Henry raped you.
Yeah.
And Henry's a famous guy. He has all these deals coming up. He has his businesses. What the world will do is cancel him. People are not going to buy his products. People are not going to associate with him.
Yeah.
So that's what people were doing with Johnny Depp.
Yes.
The first time the lady came out and said, this guy was doing this and this and this, all his movie deals were canceled.
Yes.
Like, he was the brand ambassadors of different things.
Yeah.
All those things were canceled. He kept quiet not because he had nothing to say, but he had a lot to say at that moment. But because the world wasn't listening to him, because he's a man, he had to say, you know what? Let me back down. He came recently because he wanted to clear his name. He never wanted anything. He wanted to just clear his name so that he proves to the world that he has been innocent all this time.
Which is okay. My question is, he could have cleared his name earlier.
That is what I said. The world can't listen to you.
Those guys, when they were canceling
it.
But to be honest,
yeah,
a lot of that stuff is not really about, it's about the activists.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
It's not about just two individuals.
Yes.
You understand? When she comes out and she alludes to having been abused, it is the advocates, it's the activists around those causes who now come in and try and make an example of you for their, whether political or social agenda.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So with him, even if you're saying, I didn't do it, I'm sure when Disney was firing him, he was like, hey guys, I didn't do it. She's lying.
Yeah, and actually Disney,
they don't want
like
to know.
Disney has like a moral kind of thing.
Yeah, they have woke. They have that woke.
It's not even moral. I just have a feeling that they think they.
In fact,
Disney,
because they work with kids, actually have this thing of, if I work in a Disney, you can't work in a particular, like...
They're very liberal. They're left-leaning and want... Now every cartoon is supposed to have certain characters, what?
Yes.
But even, but even dare I say, even in doing that, you know the thing that was funny? Even when that verdict came out, you know, for me, people were not concerned about whether Amber was telling the truth or she was lying. I saw many people saying, especially on these left-leaning stations, saying it is a bad verdict for victims of, you know, of violent, domestic violence and abuse. And it's like, guys, you don't actually care. You should be condemning the woman who lied.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're condemning the verdict because of its implication on your struggle.
Yeah. Does that show more about the hearts, like where our hearts as human beings are currently? Are we more concerned with, how do you say, the status or like, okay... Because it sets a precedent, definitely. Like in the court of law, it sets a precedent. So now, every abuse case, they'll probably...
Yes, it has like, to be scrutinized. Actually, I welcome... And I think that's the beauty of that verdict.
Mm.
That verdict is actually showing people that not every... Like, yes, believe victims, but with a pinch of salt.
Not every victim.
Not every victim is a victim.
Mm. Yeah.
At least that is what it's showing.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the first guy to come and actually... stand up to these people, I think, was Trump.
Yeah.
He was the first guy who was like, man, I don't want to know. He never backed down from an accusation.
Yeah.
And not to be like, and I'm not saying that like, oh, he's the moral, you know, the guy at the forefront of, no, he's not the moral compass on it. But even him with his...
madness.
Whatever you want to call it.
Madness, but
whatever you want to call it. For me, I just think he had the courage.
Yeah.
To take the heat and say, no, I've refused.
Yes.
I'm not looking to you for a job. If you want to accuse me, you understand?
Yeah.
A lot of people actually, when your money is tied to somebody, and man, you know, in a certain ecosystem.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you tie yourself so that you keep that coming.
Yes, in a certain ecosystem. I know in certain Bible Belt regions, when you know, you there are certain things you will do or you're accused of certain things. If your money is tied to that ecosystem
and the
ecosystem, you know, subscribes to a certain set of rules, you're finished.
Okay. So before we end this podcast, I actually want us to touch on something like really about the cancel culture and our thoughts on the cancel culture, because it's definitely like people are very quick to just be like, oh, yeah, like... you're dead, you're gone, like, and all that. But this cancel culture, is it something that is serving us or it's actually working against us? What do you think?
I don't think it's serving us.
Mm.
And really, like, I don't know. You know, I've also been learning and seeing that a lot of this is just wounded people really trying to feel better about their lives by destroying other people.
Mm.
Hurt people,
really.
That's true.
That's what cancel culture boils down to. Because like, and I think also, and you know, it's funny also, I think Elon Musk also with Twitter is showing that also these noisy people and these activists on Twitter are actually bots. It's not actually people.
Oh.
Yes. Emma, you're like, you wanted to buy Twitter, you wanted to take Twitter private.
Yeah.
And he had his team, his collection of investors to take Twitter private.
Yeah.
And he asked them like, no, let's see the data. How many unique users do you have?
Yeah.
Daily users.
Yes. How many unique daily users do you have? It is important for advertisers. Ah, fluff. They started fluffing. What? When they checked, it's like, actually, this is the town square. And it is few people posturing as the majority.
Yeah.
And pushing their own agenda.
Yeah. Mm.
That's very true. I actually personally think Twitter is a very toxic space.
But it's not toxic because of the people.
Yeah.
It is a few people with fake accounts and bot accounts. Because like, if everyone is a verified user, you'll not say some of the things you're saying if we know who you are.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're hiding behind
behind someone or
behind
something.
Accounts and their fake accounts and their you know. If you're the guy, or by your neo-Nazi, or racist, or by your killer, or by, you show who you are. Let us verify who you are.
And we know.
And we know who you are. And we know your views. Yeah.
And we know your views.
And this is how you think. And then we know how we are jazzing.
Yeah.
But many of those accounts are fake accounts.
Yeah, that's true.
Hiding behind, actually, Twitter controlled accounts.
Yeah.
Yes, funded by certain it's political really ideologies.
Because if you've watched, there's this thing, the social something experiment, social network experiment. Mm. They just do a documentary, and some whistleblowers came out, worked in like Facebook.
Yeah, even Facebook. Yes, that lady. Yes.
And they were talking about how, in the social media world, like if I decide to go off like Instagram for like a period of time, then they start pushing notifications. They notice that in this period there's this. Or if they
feel like guys are jazzing you, you go there, you find nothing. Just to get you on there.
Like, oh, so and so has posted. Or they track like, okay, maybe you've been stalking this one person. So they really will give you a notification about this what? About this person. Because yet you've not even subscribed to those kind of things. Or like if there's like probably like elections in Uganda, if like now there's this antagonistic, like there's this side and this side, they're against each other. So then they'll edit videos specifically.
Curate the content.
To just cause, to rile you up. Animosity. So that people are like, eh?
Yes.
Like, oh, then there's like, so they feed off the political discord. They feed off this. Because they gave an example of like how the elections in America or an election in like, they said Sri Lanka or something.
Yeah.
They did something just so that people are boiled up, they riot, and then it's more. Like, they just push, and they'll push. Once it's something that is negative, it will push faster than something that is positive.
Positive, very true.
Something that is talking about peace and what, they will kind of, like, bring it down, and then the...
Yes, and then the... And then
the others will shoot.
Yeah, the matrices they're using spike up. But yeah, man, I think it hurts. I think council culture hurts.
Yeah, that's true.
As human beings, let me tell you, there is no human being that is above mistake.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no human being that has not at one point or the other in their past made a mistake.
That's true.
That's very true.
No one is above mistake. Now, the way we are created, actually, what best serves us is forgiveness.
Mm. Yeah. Because also, I remember there was one time I posted something about transgender on Facebook. I was blocked for 60 days, I think. What I posted was like, if transgender people can say, I can pronounce myself as a man when I'm female, or as a female when I'm a man, you get. So I was like, as a black person, I should also be accepted to say, I'm a white person.
Mm. Yes.
If it's okay for you guys to say that, and everyone is okay with it, why is it not that black people in America?
I also say that I feel like...
And for them, they were offended and they blocked my account for 60 days. So I was like, okay, if these guys are free to say, I'm a male guy who is now female, or
I can't say I'm a black guy.
Man,
I'm a white man in a black skin.
That is what I say, and it was offensive. I was cancelled, like I was blocked. So the truth is, we're at the point whereby we want to accept.
Yeah, this is a real
certain things.
Tony is a man of this station. Really. This is this station's.
I don't know. As in like. It is really funny because now I reached a point I was like, okay, now Johnny Depp was cancelled not because people listened to him, but because people listened to the other side of the story.
Mm. Yeah.
But if we had listened to him first and we were like, you know what? You two come to an agreement, we couldn't even be here.
Mm.
Because now where we are, it's going to backfire on Amber Heard.
Mm.
But if we had come on the table and be like, you know what, Johnny Depp, sit there, Amber Heard, sit here.
Mm.
What can we do?
Yeah.
That would have been the best thing.
Yes. By the way, yeah, no, that's true.
That's where we have all gone wrong on the cancel culture thing.
I think the cancel culture is actually irrelevant.
What you do in your... you know, and I think also this is this thing, and this thing has been weaponized. Like, I do not believe that what happens in my home... I don't know how this sounds, and please let people not misquote me like I'm justifying certain things. And I don't want people to also feel like I'm justifying certain things. We know Johnny Depp because he is an actor.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We know Amber Heard or barely know. Actually, we majorly know about her because of Johnny Depp. No, because of her dudes, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
Elon Musk. Yeah, she knows how to catch them.
Yeah.
But...
she has been making the money.
Yes. But really her private life...
But let's continue.
Because... There are two parts which I think these activists really are being disingenuous when they do these things. There's a person's personal life and there's their professional life.
Yes.
Johnny Depp being cancelled or being hired to do Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever role he's given is because of his talent as an actor.
Yes.
And as a result of his talent, his potential to make them money in the box office. Now, many people, the vast majority, did not actually care about his life. Oba is what, Oba what is happening, Oba is divorced. Okay, fine. Guys want to see Jack Sparrow.
Very true.
I've actually looked up who Johnny Depp is dating whatsoever.
Jack Sparrow!
And also the funny thing, he said he was the one who wrote the script for that.
Yes, he was involved in the production.
Yeah. Production and everything. Yes. So now, you wake up one morning, the same people you worked with no longer want to know you.
Yes. But that is not why they're working with you. They're working with you because of Jack Sparrow and your professional status. And even likewise, now I hear Amber Heard has been removed from Aquaman 2.
Aquaman 2.
I also disagree with that.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
That was wrong.
Very wrong.
Her and her dude, those are their, what did Sarah used to say? That's their private part.
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
It's
cancel
wrong.
Culture doesn't serve us whatsoever, especially because people are so quick to say, oh no. And there's so many people who have been victims of it for the simplest of things. Like, as long as it doesn't agree with the world's standard of what is right, then it is wrong. As if the world should have its opinion and then you should not have an opinion.
People,
or you should not have...
The right word should be, we are so dumb to understand or think. What is being done is people are thinking
people
for
are being,
us.
No, people are being told what to think.
What to think. Yes. Like Henry said earlier, the people controlling are also... robots or something, or bots somewhere.
Yeah.
So they're the ones dictating.
They're just feeding their
feeding
agenda.
Feeding you.
Yeah.
Like for us, we are so... Okay, now we might even be the bots. Because now if we are being told what to do, because now if you are logging into a certain account, they ask you about certain things. Only human beings can do that. But now we are the people who are being told, do this.
Yes.
Cancel this person, cancel that person.
This is how you should feel, and this is how you should feel about what this person did. And this is what should happen to them as a result of what they have done.
And yet sometimes people are like, they made a mistake when they were 12, and now they are 30, they're still paying for the same.
Judge Kavanaugh was in his 60s, they're saying, when you are in high school.
Yeah.
It's like, chief.
Like, people, like, we move on, like, even in life, like, the fact is, especially, like, the way God is a restorer of things, whether someone has done it, like, we're very quick to judge. And yet, if the magnifying glass was on our lives, literally, we didn't have that fame. The thing about the fame is that it gives a magnifying glass of everyone's life.
Yeah.
Your life is now everyone's business.
Do you know the difference between human beings who are cancelled and those who are not?
Yes.
Is that the ones who were cancelled were caught. That's the only difference.
True. That's true.
But if we had a camera on us 24/7 from when we were born till now,
there's something in our lives.
We have
that
no people to even cancel other people because we'll all be cancelled.
No one can say anything. I'm telling you, guys, people there,
it's just because they've not been exposed. Like, and I think it goes to show that we need to also examine our lives, even as human beings. We need to see that there are agendas that are being pushed, and that cancel culture comes with like the mental health. People are killing themselves because someone canceled.
All that goes back to social media. Because now, if you're on social media, they recommend something, they recommend what you really want to see. It's like TikTok, if you're watching videos of comedies and stuff. The only thing you'll be seeing on your timeline is what?
Comedies
and stuff. So now, if the world is in a state whereby they are canceling people, so what they will do is cancel
people
more
accept
people.
It that that's the way things should be. But and you know, people have been more open to people being canceled when it is people maybe whose views they disagree with.
Very true.
That's why they think it's okay. Mm-hmm. Who is he? Which singer? Which actor is that? Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't like him, you don't know of him. You think it's okay.
Yeah, because it
doesn't affect you
indirectly directly.
Me, where I was like, happy. Me, there were certain people who it happened to. And I was like, oh, now you're going to wake up. You know somebody, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, because I think he's a good person. I don't wish this on anybody.
Yeah.
But the people who I sometimes, and not in a bad way, that maybe it should happen to, if it happens to people, you know these guys that have pushed the cancel culture?
Yes.
It's like when it happens to them, and it has happened to some of them, these guys who are there, you know, canceling people and saying, how could you? Then it turns out, them, they are not clean.
You realize you are the dirty one.
You imagine if me too came for, imagine we find out an indiscretion of, say, somebody like LeBron. LeBron James. Without we over-yaps when somebody does something.
Yeah.
You imagine we find, LeBron has, actually people over like him, people will not believe. They'll actually
like
go and tell the other woman. They'll be like real Trump fans.
We don't want to know.
Yeah, but yeah, cancel culture, I think, has hurt. It has made people seek vengeance.
Yeah.
Than to forgive and not to justify the wrong that people do. But as a species, I don't think it has been beneficial. Sure. I think it has divided us.
More
than united us.
That's very, very true. Okay, guys. Thank you for joining us. Our handles, guys. I hope we want to hear from you, definitely.
Friends with a podcast at Instagram.
Our email is friendswithapodcast@gmail.com. And then also Twitter. We're friends with a podcast, though we need to work on that one. But
how are you feeling? How are you feeling about our abbreviation?
Henry gave us an abbreviation that you're called FWAP.
FWAP.
Friends with a podcast. So I'm here to talk about FWAP. I'm like, what the hell is FWAP? Like friends with a body. I'm like, wow, it kind of like
that's a nice one.
No, it's not. But it's catchy.
It's catchy.
It's definitely catchy. I'll give you that. All right, guys. Now wanting to hear from you. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye.